Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The author's smile.
Pressure again, runs away from it, throws on the run, caught, touchdown, Dalton Kincaid.
So last year, the Bills make Dalton Kincaid their first pick. They trade up for him, the tight end out of Utah. He had a fantastic rookie season, of course. I mean, steps right in, he breaks all sorts of records for, you know, Bills rookies, and it's really one of the most historic rookie seasons ever in the NFL for a tight end. Before he stepped on the field, we had Josh Furlong join us. Josh actually covers Utah Athletics and is the sports director of KSL.com Sports. He joins us again because the Bills drafted Cole Bishop with their second pick out of Utah and also reportedly are going to sign an offensive lineman named, appropriately, Keaton Bills. Josh, it's Sal here in Buffalo, Sal and Joe here in Buffalo. Thanks a lot for joining us again. We appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
All right, man. Well, the Bills draft Cole Bishop with their second pick, a safety. It seems like this is a guy that's very, very smart and probably really kind of fits into an NFL defense, especially like one like Sean McDermott, pretty well. But how quickly can he do this? What did you see from him at Utah?
Yeah, Cole is one of those guys. He's a student of the game, honestly. He loves film. He loves to get in there. And I know sometimes you say that about some guys, and they don't really love it as much, but that's Cole. I mean, he really just wants to be the best player that he can be. He you know, a lot of people here call him kind of the baby-faced assassin because he looks like he's 12, but he'll come out there and hit you hard. And he's just a guy that whatever system he's going to play in, he's going to study it. He's going to work his butt off to be able to get there and do whatever is needed. So I'm really fascinated with kind of his fit there in Buffalo and kind of what he's able to do. I think he's got a lot of upside and he's still got a lot of potential there. And so I'm curious to see kind of how he's utilized, but he's definitely a guy that is going to have a great opportunity in the NFL, especially with the Bills.
Now, he played free and he played strong, and I asked him about that at his introductory press conference. Here in Buffalo, as with a lot of NFL teams now, they're interchangeable. There's really no difference anymore between the two. But he said early in his career there was a difference at Utah. Did you feel he was better suited for one role or the other?
For a while, it was more, you know, he would lay the blow. So a lot of times you put him as the strong safety, you put him in the box. They like to a lot of times put him in and kind of play him as a hybrid linebacker role. There was kind of question early on too, is if he could put on more size, would he go play a linebacker and would that be his natural position? But I think he kind of stayed with that in you know, Utah and eventually kind of expanded his role into that free safety / you know, kind of whatever. Like you said, like it's kind of more of a hybrid role, and that's essentially what Utah has done over the last few years too. So there's many times, you know, where he'd play in coverage, You know, he'd be up in the box and he'd try to go get a sack or something like that. So I think he's really versatile in what he's able to do and being able to kind of play whatever position they need him to play, knowing that obviously the NFL is changing more to a positionless role in safety. So he's able to do whatever. He can mix and match. He can lock it up with tight ends. You know, he can get up close to the line and do whatever he needs to that way. So, he's kind of pretty versatile that way.
What, in your opinion, would he have to improve upon to win or to just be a regular contributor right out of the gates here?
Yeah, it's one of those things where he's very instinctual and he obviously wants to go make the hit. So I think one of the things that he needs to still continue to work on is just maintaining coverage, maintaining kind of what the vision of the entire play is, and not just on the guy that he wants to go hit. He got much better at that, and I think, you know, with time he'll continue to get there. But there's definitely times where you see him, he kind of gets out of position because he wants to go make the hit or make the play. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because, like I said, he's instinctual and he knows what the plays are. He understands what the opposing teams are going to do. But sometimes that puts him out of position in a way that doesn't help if he needs to be that last line of defense and helping there. So if there's going to be the biggest struggle outside of just the normal rookie routines and different things that way, I think that's probably his biggest area of improvement, is just being able to maintain coverage, understanding where he needs to be at all times.
I think it was you guys yesterday, Joe, right? You and Jeremy. Jeremy brought up one of the knocks on him is his arms are a little shorter than what you'd like, so maybe missed tackles have been a bit of an issue, right? I think, didn't Jeremy bring that up?
Yeah, we talked about that. We saw that analysis somewhere. I forgot exactly where. But yeah, Josh, that like his arms are a little shorter, and maybe also what you're talking about going for the big hit, that his missed tackle rate was a little higher than some people liked?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think this is one of the things that, you know, his physical size in terms of, you know, wingspan or whatever that may be isn't going to necessarily be his strongest suit. But, I mean, if he gets the hit, you know, and that's going to be different in the NFL, right? But, like, if he gets the hit, he generally has a good consistency in being able to take a guy down or at least lay a significant blow that allows other people to get to him. But yeah, I mean, he's not that guy that, you know, you're going to have him reaching for some guy off the edge and he's going to be able to get him quickly. He has to square up. He has to be able to be there. He has to lay the blow in the correct fashion. But I mean, when he hits hard. So, I mean, that bodes well in the NFL, obviously. So I'm curious to see how that works and how that translates with the Bills.
Josh Furlong joining us on the West Her Hotline. That said, looks like he can actually get after the quarterback a little bit if you put him in the right spot on the line of scrimmage and let him go after it.
Yeah, I mean, he can hit those gaps really well. He's good in coverage to be able to disguise it and make sure that he can kind of get in and really just kind of mix up what he needs to do. You know, his defensive coordinator at Utah, Morgan Scalley, really loves just different disguises and trying to be able to utilize him, show him playing in the box like he's going to play a coverage in a tight end or different things that way, and then instantly blitzes him in for a sack. So he's a deadly weapon. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, you really have to be on your toes with. He's always one of those guys that kind of finds a way to make a play wherever on the field. Obviously that wasn't always his role, but he kind of played it in a large way, like a linebacker where he can just kind of just roam the field and kind of do what he needs to. So, I think he's got that potential. I don't know that he has quite the breakaway speed in the NFL that maybe he needs to get, and maybe that'll continue to come, but he 100% can get after that quarterback and do
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Damage.
All right, let's talk about him and his high IQ and leadership qualities, because I believe the Bills really were after players like that this specific draft to replace all the leadership that walked out the door, and especially the two safeties they had here for 7 years, Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. He might be asked to come in here and really kind of have on-the-job training to be a real, big part of what they do on the back end, to call signals, understand the defense. What did you see from him in that regard as far as how well he could be acclimated to the leadership role that might eventually be asked of him here?
Yeah, Cole's one of those guys that he's not going to just step in and try to kind of take over, right? He's not kind of the alpha, so to speak. He comes in there, he's humble, he's quiet, at least in general settings, right? He's a really like polite person and really nice that way. But you get him on the field and he's very communicative. He's able to kind of really give that confidence and kind of give people in front of him that confidence that he knows what's going on. You know, he's calling out signals, he's calling out different things to be able to make sure that everybody knows. And so, you know, it's one of those, that quiet leadership kind of way. It's not that he doesn't show it. He definitely does. It's more of just kind of, he's going to sit back and listen. He's going to kind of digest it, understand what the playbook is. He's going to be one of the best guys out there that understands what's going to happen. And so that allows him to be able to see things better, obviously in the safety position. But then when he's on the field, he's 100% vocal. There was never any doubt in his ability to be able to kind of rally people around him. People respected him. People on the defense absolutely loved him and wanted him to be able to kind of be there. But he's not the guy that's going to just instantly jump out and he's going to try to demand attention. He's definitely a humble, polite person that just kind of keeps to himself in that regard. And, but yeah, I mean, he's easily going to be in the mix and want to make sure that his presence is known.
The Bills have not made anything official on undrafted free agent signings, but there's a lot of reports that Keaton Bills, aptly named, maybe the best named player fit for a team we've ever heard of, because his name is actually the name of the team. Keaton Bills, an offensive lineman from Utah, reportedly signing with the Buffalo Bills. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's, like you said, that's a perfect fit. I mean, when it happened, I was like, well, no duh, he has to go to the Bills. So, but no, he's an older guy. I mean, he served a 2-year mission for his church, and so that kind of set him back in terms of time at Utah, and then he played to his full senior year, and so he played a long time. But one thing with Keaton, he was a 3-year starter. He's very athletic in maybe not always the way that translates in terms of offensive linemen, but he's able to move, shift around. His hand placement isn't always the best, but he's always going to kind of give his best. I project him probably more as a backup with a consistent role there and maybe some playing time in the starting unit. But I think with him, his upside, probably he's already about there, right? I don't know how much you're probably going to be able to get more out of him. With that said, I think he's got the skill set. He's got the talent. He had a great offensive line coach that taught him the technique that I think he can be in a good system if he kind of gets that time. He's one of those guys that you kind of forget about him just because he's so good, and so you don't worry about him. It's just a matter of kind of learning the NFL system, learning what he needs to do, and just his age kind of being the biggest factor against him right now.
All right. This is important because even if he makes the practice squad, I feel like that jersey is going to be up in the team shop. It'll be a popular one. Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, Josh, I don't have no idea like how much you covered or plugged into it, but we're very interested here in Buffalo in hockey and a team maybe going to Utah. And it looks like it is, obviously, now, the Arizona Coyotes. Like, what's the vibe there for the NHL coming to Salt Lake City?
Yeah, they're really stoked. I mean, it was one of those things that seemed to happen overnight. It was, you know, there was a lot of talk. Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz, he made his, you know, intentions known that he wanted to get an NHL team, and they were expecting to go through the expansion route. And so there was always kind of like, okay, maybe in 5 years or so, or maybe longer, you know, we'll get an NHL team here. But then it just kind of instantly flipped, and the fan support here already is really high. I mean, people are really excited for hockey, probably more than I expected. We have a low level professional hockey team here, the Utah Grizzlies, and they're fine, and people go out to it, but the reception was incredible. They sold out the Delta Center when they had their kind of little fan night, when they brought the team in to kind of welcome them. They were turning people away at the door. I mean, there was a lot of support. People are ready. They want to embrace it. They want another professional team and kind of show like, look, Utah is a place that can represent a lot of these teams. So I'm really fascinated to see how it goes when they actually play games here, but I have no doubt that they're going to, you know, fill that arena. They've already sold out their allotment and more for season tickets. So It'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I think it'll be a great opportunity here.
Do you know, by the way, I don't know if you don't, that's fine. Do you know, by the way, is there part of this that they're trying to get an arena that's connected to their Olympic bid?
There was talks of that. So Ryan Smith had kind of made some gestures that way as of right now. And I don't know that I fully kind of believe it. They've said they're going to use that money to just renovate the Delta Center and just kind of have that at the home of the Jazz and this NHL team. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they still try to do it. Ryan Smith really wants to use it to revitalize some of Salt Lake and kind of get more of that fancy arena. He really likes that kind of stuff. He's a tech guy, so he really wants to be able to kind of showcase what he has and give the best for everybody that comes in.
All right.
Josh, thank you so much for doing this again. Who knows? Maybe next year the Bills have another high draft pick from Utah again, and we'll have you on. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go 3 for 3 next year, huh?
All right, you got it. You got it. Josh Furlong right there covers Utah sports. Great job there by him. Joe, are you good at like Hot Shot, the basketball game at an arcade, Hot Shot?
I am, actually, I would say.
Are you good at skee-ball?
No, definitely not skee-ball. Hot Shot,
okay,
not
well, maybe hot. Okay, maybe Hot Shot's more your thing. Because soon, you might be able to make some money playing it. I'll explain when we come back on the Extra Point Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.